from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the rewrap for Wednesday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast this week starring Larry Williams on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB and this morning the latest viewing record on YouTube, you may be surprised who has taken the crown. The latest Air New Zealand videos, speaking of silly videos that I'm not interested in watching. But first up, Trump Jr. and the email trail. How did we get here?
Well, overnight, Donald Trump's son helpfully called Donald Trump Jr., tweeted out a chain of emails arranging a meeting with a Kremlin-connected lawyer. This seems to bring the swirling accusations of Russian interference in the US election to a head. I'm not convinced, but that's what the media are saying. If you're a bit confused, here's Russia and Trump in 2 minutes. On June 9 last year, Donald Trump met a Russian lawyer after promises shared dish dirt on opponent Hillary Clinton. Later that month, WikiLeaks released stolen emails showing the Democrats appeared biased towards Hillary Clinton in the primaries. A few days later, Trump said this in a news conference.
I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing.
About Hillary Clinton's deleted emails, which the New York Times said was essentially encouraging an adversarial foreign power to cyberspy. On August 30, then FBI Director James Comey was urged to investigate connections between Trump campaign officials and Russia. November 18, Trump chooses Michael Flynn as his national security advisor despite potential links to Moscow and the possibility he was open to blackmail attempts. He stood down in the new year. December 9, the CIA determined that Russia intervened in the election to help Donald Trump win. December 29, the Obama administration imposed sanctions on Russia for its interference. This is how Fox News' Kevin Cork reported the news.
It reads this way. Today, I have ordered a number of actions in response to the Russian government's aggressive harassment of U.S. officials and cyber operations aimed at the U.S. election. These actions follow repeated private and public warnings that we have issued to the Russian government and are a necessary and appropriate response to efforts to harm U.S. interests in violation of established international norms of behavior.
January 11, at his first news conference, Trump denied that he had ties with Russian officials.
Hacking's bad, and it shouldn't be done. But look at the things that were hacked. Look at what was learned from that hacking. That Hillary Clinton got the questions to the debate and didn't report it? That's a horrible thing.
March 20, FBI boss James Comey confirms that the FBI is investigating the possible Trump collusion. In May, Comey testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee.
There should be no fuzz on this whatsoever. The Russians interfered in our election during the 2016 cycle. They did it with purpose. They did it with sophistication. They did it with overwhelming technical efforts. And it was an active measures campaign driven from the top of that government.
And Trump fired him a few days later, which brings us to this week in confirmation of the Trump Jr. meeting. And here's Donald Trump Sr.'s statement on the development in the White House press briefing within the past hour.
My son is a high-quality person, and I applaud his transparency. And beyond that, I'm going to have to refer everything on this matter to John Jr.'s counsel and outside counsel, and won't have anything else to add beyond that today.
So here we go again. A lot of allegations. These Russian allegations have been going on for a year now. No smoking gun yet. The media, though, on this one, they are apoplectic. They are frothing at the mouth. They think this is a gotcha. I don't know.
So, was it a bit meta of me using Rihanna's Russian roulette there? I mean, she doesn't actually say Russian roulette in the song. But it's kind of about saying the wrong thing, taking your chances. That you didn't, what do you mean you didn't even notice what music I was playing? That's outrageous. You better listen carefully to what Larry has to say about all this situation, or he'll be offended like me.
It was about a year ago to the day that I sat in a bar at Turnberry in Scotland. This is the golf club that Trump owns, and looked at a picture of Trump on the wall on the cover of Time magazine subsequently. And I said to my wife at the time, oh, this guy's a narcissist. Do you believe this? You'd put a picture of yourself up in a golf club? Who would do that? Anyway, it turns out it was fake. He needs to tweet facts, not insults, so he's clearly got a lot of flaws. So I agree with some of the stuff, but let's also be clear that the ABC in Australia is a left media company, that his tirade was pre-planned, predisposed to being anti-Trump, like the rest of the media, and it wouldn't have mattered what Trump did at the G20. His report would have been slanted anti-Trump. That's just a fact. His anti-Trump rhetoric was picked up, as I said, by the world's media. They couldn't believe their luck, including here in New Zealand, because they too hate the guy. That's what's happening. You have seen very little coverage of CNN or the New York Times being caught out telling untruths or what most people call lies. Don't see a lot of that. Note the mainstream media didn't see much in the news yesterday that indicates former FBI boss James Comey leaked four memos, classified information, and if he did so, that was illegal. It was illegally leaked to the New York Times via a third party to obtain a special counsel, not a murmur. Nothing. That's because it doesn't suit the mainstream media's agenda against Trump. See, they only run with the anti-Trump stuff. Have you noticed that? It's rabid. It is unhinged. It's not quite working out, by the way, for CNN. CNN's latest weekly ratings in prime time puts them about 6% below the reruns of Yogi Bear. Says it all, really. After 8 o'clock on the program, Stephen Joyce. Look, I don't like Trump particularly, but I believe in being fair. And I'm not seeing fear.
I don't believe in being fair. I also don't really think, though, if you are going to be fair, that including preschoolers' viewership habits when you cite how CNN is rating, is that fair either? Just saying. Believe me, I know how to twist statistics. I know. I work in radio. Hey, speaking of statistics, there's a new record holder for viewers on YouTube. Larry's right on top of this. He's so on top of this.
Trending now on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
Open Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Well, now, this used to be the most viewed YouTube video of all time, Gangnam Style. But as of this week, it has been taken over by Charlie Puth and Wiz Khalifa's See You Again. Here it is. Oh, God, I could sing better than that. See You Again. Oh. Is that all you have to do?
Yeah, he's no Celine Dion, Larry.
No. Oh. I mean, God. Anyway, so listen to this. This is how many times it's been viewed. 2,895,214,000 views. Now, you just imagine, Dan, if you could get a cent with every view, you'd retire.
Well, I tell you what, I'll video you singing during the break.
No, you get stuffed.
And we'll pop that up and we'll see how many hits you get.
Bugger you. That's incredible, isn't it? A lot of idiots out there.
A lot of idiots out there. I'm sure you're not one of them. Right? I'm not a massive fan of that song. It must be a good video. I haven't seen the video. It must be amazing to dethrone Psy in Gangnam Style. The riding the pretend horse, Kerry McIver style. We're going to finish up here. Surely the Air New Zealand safety video thing. We're done with that now, aren't we? Surely by this time.
All you need to know. The Biz on the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ on News Talk ZB.
Well, this is Air New Zealand's latest safety video. It's called A Fantastical Journey. The Alice in Wonderland theme clip is being used to promote iconic locations including Waitomo Caves, Cathedral Cove and White Island. Kiwi singer Jen Wigmore recorded a special backing track for the project, and if you want to take a look, you can find it on the Mike Hosking Breakfast Facebook page. It's fantastic. They keep coming up with the stuff.
That's right, Larry. It's fantastic. It's not fantastical. I mean, apparently you can use the word, I know, use the word word in quotation marks, fantastical, if you're talking about something that's sort of fairy tale like, and I guess that's what they're going for here, but I'm uncomfortable. I'm wondering if I should refuse to fly Air New Zealand on grammatical reasons until they stop saying fantastical and just say fantastic. I think it's time to make a stand. And also, I haven't actually watched the video yet, but the song, I have listened to the entire song, it's over 3 minutes long. That's too long for a safety video. It doesn't take that long to explain the thing that we already all know of how to put on your life jacket, how to breathe into an oxygen mask, and how to find our way to the exits. See, I just did it just then. It took about 8 seconds. Shorten it up. Your videos aren't that entertaining. Not like these podcasts. Goodness, I've run long. Look at that. How ironic. That was the rewrap for Wednesday. I am Glenn ZB. We'll be back with Thursdays, and it'll be even more impressive in its little package then.